colleagues. I normally refer to you, support staff colleagues. The time is 1:30, and looking at the numbers, technically we do have the quorum. I'm using that word very carefully, saying technically, in terms of the members present. For the purpose of today's meeting, probably let me start by dealing with the housekeeping matters. That all of us were mostly welcome, confidence of the new year. May all our wishes and outstanding matters of last year, God help us to fulfill them and our ancestors look upon us in a positive way. We are all mostly welcome. Let me take this opportunity to mostly welcome my dear sister, our new sister. At least last time we had a contingent of males only for a change. There's a female now, honorable young blood. You are mostly welcome, ma'am. I hope we are going to enjoy, but we don't have a choice. We have to enjoy this road of working together as a team, as a portfolio committee, as previous with other previous members. They did notify us in advance that we'll have this year. GA will have a sort of a 90% overhaul in terms of deployment, in terms of reshuffling and committees. So the only permanent part of the furniture is Honorable Mtau, but I'm also looking forward to see the other two members that will be joining us. With that, also welcome to our members from the ASP as well, who are here today. For record purposes, Masole, let's also take note of the formal apologies that we have received. Honorable Domela has apologized formally due to other parliamentary commitment. Honorable Marvin Dex, now and then he has to go for cancer treatment, so I'll say for record purposes he's off sick. Honorable Nyami Boy, his committee is outside the province. Honorable Dubazana, she has to attend the joint security standing committee, which doesn't sit more often, so she has apologized. Who has a committee? Honorable Shenwa from the IT. Have apologized as well. And Honorable Van der Waart has also apologized, the formal apologies in writing. So I will take that the meeting notes and accept those formal apologies because they have been submitted in writing, which we really mostly appreciate. Notwithstanding that, we do have them in terms of the departments because we're going to deal with the outstanding minutes. So we were not expecting anyone from the department, so hence the approaches for the department will be dealing with those issues tomorrow in our portfolio committee once more. I must say for record purposes, honorable members, that we agreed in our management meeting last year and also presented to the portfolio committee the program of this first quarter of 2017 that we will have two meetings until we dispose the outstanding minutes. We've got quite a number of minutes that have not been adopted by the portfolio committee. Hence my starting note was saying that technically we do correct. Legally speaking, minutes need those members who are present in the meeting to be corrected and they can be adopted, notwithstanding new members. But in terms of corrections, and by look of things, I'm the only member because Honorable Velma also joined us late, better half of last year. So the minutes goes way back 2015, unfortunately. But I'm not going to register the reasons thereof, that's a fact. But there are some reasons for that, but but probably for record purposes, it's safe to say the reason is simple. We had some challenges administrative in terms of administration support, and then there have been a stand-in secretary since. So the permanent secretary, we requested her to be excused from the electoral committee because of number of issues. And then after that, we had a freelancing secretary. Hence, we couldn't, because the secretary will attend today's meeting, the following week would be somebody else. Until last year, late last year, towards the end of the year, then we have been given also a standing in a secretary. But I have requested that they mustn't change him until there's a permanent confirmed secretary, because also it impacts in our work in terms of adopting the minutes in particular. So hence, that's the reason. It's not because of the members making that the minutes were not adopted. But also in terms of the issues that we have been taking decisions on, or recommendations rather, because the minutes were not adopted, the approach that we took at the committee differently one is that when we deal with the B-triple-R and the quarterly reports that we receive, we make sure that in terms of the department, they do carry those decisions, notwithstanding that in terms of the minutes. So we were closely monitoring the issues that would allow the department as a recommendation to action them, and they have been doing that thus far. Hence then, the minutes and the actions that they were able to be carried forward within that spirit. Let me just get a reaction from honourable members, then we can just have a conclusive as how do we then move forward, which is obviously members also will guide the meeting. Honourable members, I know I've said a mouthful. Silence from my side can't be golden for a change. Somebody must say something.
No, I can't say much. Chair, thank you very much. I can't say much because you still say you need members in your committee to adopt the minutes. You see, because they have to be adopted by people who are in that particular meeting. So I'll push that we put the minutes in abeyance.
Thank you, honourable member. Any other view, honourable young bloke? That's how I normally do. In this meeting, I get you. Everybody stays in the meeting. It's just a tradition.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I'm glad to be part of this committee. It seems I've gone through the minutes, and it seems as though you have been doing important work in terms of the public service and administration. With regards to the minutes, I must say I've wondered how come that the minutes going right back to 2015 hasn't been adopted yet, but you've had some explanation for that. And I want to agree with the honourable member next to me that you actually need the people who have been part of that meeting to adopt it, because otherwise, you know, we don't know what happened in there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Velma, at least you understand the condition that everyone speaks
about. Yes, thank you, Chair. Good morning to everyone. Compliments of the new year. Yes, Chair, I think you have covered what needed to be said. I was also concerned that most of the minutes are from 2015, so that's a while ago, so, and it does need approval. I was only here since March last year onwards, so I can only approve after March, but I do hope that as soon as possible that we can have all the minutes adopted and put it aside and carry on with the work for 2017. That's all I can say for now, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. Mascola, then we are agreeing in this meeting, which is creating that we will put the minutes in abeyance until a better number of members who are present since 2015 are present. I will then recommend that also administratively we had a two-session meeting sometime after tomorrow's meeting, whereby in the morning we deal with the minutes, then in the afternoon we'll ask a permission from the programming that we had a full day to deal with it, so that members know that the full day we are going to dedicate to the normal work of the committee in terms of the program, also deal with it with the minutes in the same day in one. So which means members should be notified in advance that we must set aside the whole day, the coming Wednesday of our normal sitting of the meeting, not tomorrow, the following week after Sun, which I think is fair to all of us. With that, honorable members and honorable Tsege, honorable Tsewu, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, honorable Young Blom and honorable Velma, and all of us, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you so much. But I would request the administration to stay behind so that we can deal with the housekeeping matters for tomorrow. Thank you. But if you haven't finished your guide, you can stay. There's no secrets that you're going to discuss. Thanks.
Lerato is a rapper. PMG may excuse herself because now it's just a housekeeping administration and the empty chair. Don't rush, honorable member, you can just.